It was mainly the Isle of Wight. It was mainly the channel, ships coming up the channel and going down the channel, obviously. Because the radio station I mentioned, the Burn-on-Sea radio, was Portishead Radio, it was called. They covered the high frequency, and so that was longer distance. So the Knighton Radio was one of the shorter distance radio stations covering all around the UK. And you know, starting at Land's End and working its way up, right around Scotland and back into Ireland. So that we covered our own little patch, technically, and anything outside the Western approaches, when they went further south, then they communicated through the long range system, which is Portishead Radio. But we used to pass anything we got from these small ships, we'd pass the message to, we'd pass a, what they called a TR, which is traffic report, we'd pass a TR to Portishead Radio, and they kept a big long list of where all British ships were. And then if somebody would send a telegram, it came in to Portishead Radio, they would look on their list and see where that ship was, and they'd send it down to the nearest station. For instance, we would then get a telegram from them, which we would call up. We had what they called traffic lists. We used to send them every hour. We'd send this list of ships that we got message or traffic, as we called it, for. And then they would call us and we'd send it to them. That's how they knew if there was anything for them. That's the business of this TR, was to tell the Portishead radios which station to send it to. And so we used to pass, the ship obviously would pass up the channel and Portishead Radio would realise where he was, and he'd send it to the next one there, which is North Foreland, which was the one going up channel, and then Land's End was one going down. It was a good system in its day, but it worked. But of course nowadays it's not necessary.